people keep protesting in Mexico. It's been cold, it's been rainy, doesn't matter. Mexico City saw violent clashes on the streets between riot police and tens of thousands of demonstrators just yesterday. They're furious over the government's response, or lack of response, to the disappearance of 43 college students who are presumed murdered. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
At dusk yesterday, under a steady drizzle and cold wind, tens of thousands of marchers stretched for miles down Mexico City's Grand Reforma Boulevard and filled the historic Zócalo Plaza.
Ayotzinapa vive!
La lucha sigue!
Ayotzinapa vive y vive!
La lucha sigue y sigue!
Protesters shouted the struggle will continue. One group unfurled a large Mexican flag dyed black. Katia Miguel marched with her two daughters, both in high school.
Cada vez más desaparecidos, cada vez más represión, pero sobre todo porque...
I came out because every day there seemed to be more disappearances, more repression. But she says more importantly, I came out because those kids they murdered could have been mine.
¡Vivos los queremos!
The now familiar chant, they took them alive, we want them returned alive, was repeated constantly through the immense crowd. Authorities say the students were murdered by drug traffickers and their remains burned and dumped in a river. Marcher Ana Karina Suauste says most people understand that the students are probably dead.
Pero el simbolismo de que los regresen vivos es que regresemos a un país donde se haga justicia.
But she says the chant symbolizes not a return of the students, but a return of our country to one with justice.
¡Fuera Peña! ¡Fuera Peña!
Marchers directed most of their anger at President Enrique Peña Nieto, chanting demands for his resignation. This has been a tough week for the president. He's had to deal with continuing protests, which he called orchestrated efforts to destabilize his administration's reform agenda. Then he tried to dismiss allegations regarding a multi-million-dollar mansion his wife is buying from a well-connected contractor as full of falsehoods. The First Lady addressed the allegations personally in a recorded video.
Hoy estoy aquí para defender mi integridad, la de mis hijos y la de mi esposo.
I'm here today to defend my integrity, my children's and my husband's, said Angelica Rivera. The former actress detailed her financial dealings but failed to address whether the contractor, who built and financed her home, received any special favors. Peña Nieto also divulged his own personal finances, totaling more than $3 million, although he listed some properties as donations from family members. Political analyst Denise Dresser says the first couple's defensive stance shows how out of touch they are with the anger brewing in the country.
They're simply adding fuel to the fire of the crisis they don't seem to understand how to solve because the basic principles of accountability and transparency are not part of their mental map.
While analysts say it is highly unlikely that the president would resign, many are surprised that there's been no shakeup of the cabinet or pronouncements of major security initiatives. Marchers at the protest say they've lost faith in this government. University freshman Viviana Martinez says students just want the chance to make Mexico better. We want Mexico to be known as a country of engineers, lawyers, professionals, something positive, she says, not just as a country known for massacres and corruption. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.